Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Heights Educational Group Radio Show. My name is Kaden Behan, your host and a volunteer for New Heights. Today we have some special guests, co-host Pamela Clark. Hello, Pamela.
Hello.
And we also have our guest for the day, too, Sadia Ijaz. Hello,
Hi.
Sadia. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm really well.
Thank you. And also, we have our special guest, Elaine Gutowitz, our Ireland... Erlen Syndrome Advocate. How are you doing today, Elaine?
Very happy to be with you.
So today we're going to be discussing, as I mentioned slightly before, is Erlen Syndrome. But before we begin, we have just some events to announce. All charter, home, and public school families, the New Heights Educational Group is inviting you to attend a potluck and pool party. Join us for a day of enjoyment, fellowship, swimming, and distribution of volunteer and student awards. This will take place Saturday, July 6th from 4 p.m. onward. You're asked to bring a dish and a dessert to share. Please bring your bathing suit and a covered dish. RSVP at our phone number, 419-786-0247, or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. For address and directions, please contact us directly at our phone number and email. Once again, is newheightseducation@yahoo.com or 419-786-0247. We are very proud to announce that Pamela Clark is honored as a Gold Stevie Award winner, and the New Heights Educational Group, Inc. is honored as a Bronze Stevie Award winner in 2013 American Business Awards. Pamela, founder and director of New Heights Educational Group, won a Gold Stevie Award in the category Executive of the Year, nonprofit or government organizations, while her organization, New Heights Educational Group, was also presented with a Bronze Stevie Award in the category Company of the Year in nonprofit or government organizations in the 11th Annual American Business Awards in Chicago. The American Business Awards are the nation's premier business awards program. All organizations operating in the USA are eligible to submit nominations, public and private, for profit and nonprofit, large and small. More than 3,200 nominations from organizations of all sizes and in virtually every industry were submitted this year for consideration in a wide range of categories, including Most Innovative Company of the Year, Management Team of the Year, Best New Product or Service of the Year, Corporate Social Responsibility Program of the Year, and Executive of the Year, among others. Stevie Award winners were selected by more than 320 executives nationwide who participated in the judging process this year. This year's American Business Awards was outsized in every way, said Michael Gallagher, Stevie Awards founder and president. More entries and more judges than ever before, and I just have to say, the most impressive collection of nominations we've ever received. We congratulate all of this year's Stevie winners for their outstanding work. So once again, congratulations, Pamela Clark and New Heights Educational Group. We are very proud to have won these awards. As I mentioned earlier, today's topic is going to be on Erlen Syndrome and the method of helping families that need assistance. So today we have our special guest, Elaine, to tell us a little bit more about this syndrome and what we can do to help families and those who are affected by it. So, Elaine, can you please tell us just a little bit more about your background and how you learned about Erlen method and what is Erlen syndrome?
Yes, I have a bachelor's and master's in special education. I was a special education teacher for many years. In 1988, on a Sunday night, I turned on 60 Minutes. I had no idea what was going to be on, but was very surprised when the announcer said, and the next person who's coming on has something new about reading. So, of course, I stuck a tape in, and there was Helen Irlen saying something that I had never heard of before, that there are some people who do not see on the printed page what I do. For some people, the words may move, the print is unstable, and all kinds of distortions can be there. If we imagine how it would be for us, it would be extremely difficult. So we've now found a way to test for this and help people.
And this is the Irlen method, right?
Right.
And a little bit more about what exactly the method is.
Well, Irlen is a visual processing problem, and because it is visual, we only want to see people who have been to a vision care specialist. That's very important. We don't want anyone coming in. They must have their eyes tested first. If they need corrective lenses, they need them first, not last, first.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the symptoms that people may have would be, the first one is light sensitivity. Some people really can't take the hard glaring lights, especially fluorescent lights. They may have inefficient reading, slow reading rate, attention deficit, strain or fatigue, or poor depth perception.
And
this would affect...
When we're talking about...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go on.
And the way this would affect a child's performance in school might be difficulty with whiteboards or computers, reading, of course, and even reading music. Sports performance, because also depth perception may be involved. Driving, I've had friends that after I've seen them drive with their glasses, I don't want to drive with them unless they put the glasses on. Their depth perception is very different. There may be behavior problems and distractibility. Now, this is just a piece of the puzzle. Is this the magic thing that would help everybody? No. That's why we have tests. We know that we can help many people, but not all. And there's a way to test to see if this is a possibility. First of all, this Irlen has nothing at all to do with intelligence. We have some extremely bright people who we have found out to our surprise had this. My first inkling of this was my friend who also had Irlen syndrome and had gotten the glasses, was very excited and telling everybody about this on the telephone. She was calling all her friends. And her son, who was president of his class at the time in high school and a straight-A student, finally came up to his mother and said, "Mom, what you're talking about, that's me." And her reply was, "What's the matter, honey? I'm not paying enough attention to you." And he said, "No, you're just not listening." And we did test him, and lo and behold, the straight-A student needed the glasses. He was very bright, paid rapt attention, and slogged through the book. So it took him forever to get through. But we don't have everybody who's that bright and that motivated, so we lose a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And these glasses, are there a particular kind of glasses that...
What we do, there's two parts to this. The first part is called a screening, where we come in and we do a whole intake, and then we test to see what distortions the person may be seeing, and then we see if colored overlays will help take the distortions away. And I have them read with and without a colored overlay. One side is matted, so it isn't quite as shiny as the other side, because plastic is glare can be a terrible problem. So this has a matted side where it isn't quite as shiny. And then I also suggest that the parents purchase a ream of paper in a pastel shade of the overlay color that they have picked. And I suggest they give that to the teacher so that when things are copied, it goes on that child's color paper. And, of course, if you're doing this at homeschooling, you have complete control. But at least in public school or in a private school, you can suggest this. If they have real good success with the overlay and the paper color, then we suggest they come in for further testing, and then we go through the lens kit to see which color or colors would be best for them for the glasses. And if they have prescription glasses, we can work with prescription glasses. So there's a whole thing about that. that we work with. And we also do contacts for adults. Also, there are...
This is Pamela. Yes. Sorry, this is Pamela. I know, too, because Erlaine trained me many years ago for just to be a pass screener administrator. And so what she's talking about, we do that at New Heights a lot with the cover overlays and so forth. Unfortunately, a lot of the families cannot afford very much, and so they never go forward to get the glasses. But isn't it true, too, that they should have their prescription glasses before they would come to see you if they choose to do that? I mean, they should have their basic prescription because this is still, even though we believe in it, okay, and we completely believe in the Erlaine method, there's a lot of eye doctors that still don't. So if you take it the other way around, you know, which really, well, you couldn't probably do that anyways, but there's a lot of eye doctors that don't believe in it and they won't even listen. So
that's very
like
true.
Anything, yeah, so like anything that's new or alternative to helping someone, it's looked down on a lot, and you got to fight tooth and nail to get attention to something. So
that's true, but at any rate, if the person needs corrective glasses of any kind, if they came to me first without the corrective glasses, they might say, well, this is better, but it doesn't really work. They have to have corrective glasses. Mm-hmm. And also something else that was mentioned about the cost. What I have done for the cost is I have devised a system where either they can pay my fees at the time or they can leave me a stack of postdated checks of the amount that they can afford each month on the date that is works for them. The only thing that they would have to pay for at the time is if we go through the whole thing, they pick out the lenses, colors that they need, and we're sending them to the lab to be colored, then we would need the lab fee because I have no control over the lab fee. But my fees, they could pay way out so that it would be affordable for almost everyone. As long as they have a checking account, they can leave me a stack of checks so that they're not paying interest on it.
And what about...
And also, I work with adults who... they have had this as a child and not realized that there is something that could be done for them.
Yeah.
But also the other population could be adults who've been in a car accident of some kind or whiplash or even had chemo, some real insult to the body can start this. And also I've helped a lot of people with migraines, especially because migraines have that visual component. So if we can... have that out of the way, it's much easier.
And for this process, the Erlaine method, about how much does the initial process cost for the glasses and the testing?
Oh, I'll tell you let me tell you the whole fees. When someone comes in for the screening, it's $125. However, if they will tell me that they're coming from New Heights, I will lower the fee to $100. Now, that would include if there is more than one child in the family, I do it all for the same $100 instead of the $125. So that goes for everybody, at least the screening process, because this is not going to work for everybody. We divide it up into two parts. The first part is the screening. Now, the second part is more expensive. That does take a much longer time to figure out what would be the glasses, that colors that would work. And it's very interesting because the colors of the glasses that will work will be completely different than the overlay color. And that is $400. And again, they can pay it out at a rate of $20 or $25 a month, way out. So that makes it, you know, if you can set aside just that amount of money each month, that's fine. I will work with anybody on that. Many people, when I tell this to, just write out the check because they've spent so much more money using other services that they think this is inexpensive. To me, it's not inexpensive, but that's why I devised the just give me the stack of post-dated checks. Now, there is a lab fee, and that will vary depending upon what we need. It's usually around $200. It will be somewhere between $185 and $225, depending. So that would be the money that I would need at the time, but that's only when they come back the second time, and that money has to go out with the lens order.
And something, Kaden, not to interrupt, probably because you got some more questions, but this is Pamela again. And again, dealing with this myself here at New Heights, something I want to touch on that usually isn't discussed, and we don't get to talk that often, Elaine, but for me as an Erlen Pass administrator, you know, all that I can do is really what she's talking about with the cover overlays and seeing if they see better with them. Now, we have our own fees at New Heights that, like, for example, when somebody comes in for help, we charge $35 for the testing fee, but that isn't just for Lynn. That's for reading success labs or math success, whatever subject they're coming in. We have other tests that we give along with Erlen, and they pay $35. But to try to explain to someone the cost of Erlen, I think you're better to do that, and I'm so glad you're on the air to do that today, because for me, for when you trained me back so many years ago, I didn't have to pay for that. But really, to go beyond being just a pass administrator, there are some serious fees that you had to pay to be able to provide this to the public. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit, because I know there's workshops, and I want the audience and I want our customers to understand that what I do is the beginning, and then if they need to go farther and they need to get the glasses, the reason you have to charge that is because you already have an expense into this, not mentioning your time. So would you touch on that a little bit? Do you understand what I'm asking you?
Yes, well, also, I do give seminars, and I train people to be screeners. They should be either teachers, administrators. They can be OTs, PTs, psychologists, and I do this all the time. Their fee is $525, and I have found out by speaking to them that I am the least expensive person in the country who is doing this, that most of the fees are more. The last person who came said, well, I came a little further for you because everybody else is charging $550 plus $250. And I said, well, I thought what I was charging was enough. So in other words, people are making a lot more on this. And I also do it with very small groups. Also, there is a fee that I pay to the Erlen Institute for licensing every year, which is a bundle. And as I said,
and I think
I'm
that
going
was
to work
to
on the
about.
Payment plan. Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's important to talk about, because a lot of times, you know, people won't understand if they don't understand that you have an expense. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. It isn't just time. It's also the expertise of knowledge and the fact that I've been doing this since 88. I was a screener from 88 till 94, when then I became a diagnostician where I could do both the screening and helping figure out what lens colors. The interesting thing I just want to mention about the lens color is that when we go through the colors, now with the overlays, obviously, there's a color and you put it on the page and you definitely see a color. You're supposed to. But with the lens colors, they're supposed to tell me when they see color. Because the right ones, they will see white as white, even if they're looking through a color, which is very interesting. The difference is that when they're looking through these lenses, they're getting full spectrum light, except for specific wavelengths, so that you can use these glasses to drive at night, because you don't see any less light. But if you used some sunglasses of a color, you would be cutting down on your light, and it would be too dark to drive. But with these, you're not seeing any less light. It's as dark with or without them. So they will work at night, and they're very good for driving. Big difference.
So we talked a lot about the glasses and the process that you go through. And just to sum up a little bit, the things that we were talking about, just so the audience is kept on track. We talked a little bit about the symptoms. You described that the text on paper seems shaky or distorted, that it's not stable. And you've described how this would affect, you know, it's obviously difficult for those trying to read in school to do well. And you described that one son that did dedicate his time to really focusing on what he was reading, and he was able to do that, but that showed a lot of dedication. And we talked about your testing process, and let's talk a little bit of how can someone contact you. We know a little bit how we can contact New Heights for the beginning testing, as Pamela said, but how can somebody contact you to have this testing process done?
Right. My phone number is 419-841-9566. I would also like them to go to the Erlen website because there's so much information there, and there are a lot of self-tests. And that is IRLEN.com. And they will find many, many interesting things on there if they just go around the site. And also, they will find me on the site. I am under Ohio, of course. With me, there's, of course, the Erlen Institute in California. There is a very nice lady in northern Kentucky who comes up to southern Ohio. And there are two screeners who are also listed. There are many more screeners than are listed, but those are two who are master screeners, so they are listed. And also Helen has written two books. There's Reading by the Colors, which was the first book that she wrote, and it is in many of the libraries. And there is another one that she wrote about a year or so ago. It's called Erlen Revolution. She's also been in magazines like Women's Health and several other places. So, but the best place to go is really the Erlen.com. And go around the site, and I would suggest sit with your child, go through the question and answer part with your child, and say, does this ever happen? Because they may not have realized that not everybody sees that way. And it's totally unfair to ask a child if the print isn't stable, or sometimes what happens is the black and white compete. So for them, the white is coming out stronger for them. So they may see rivers going down the page, white rivers, which is terribly distracting. It doesn't mean that a person can't read, but they read with such difficulty and possibly so slowly and with such effort that after they read a page or especially a chapter, and you say to them, okay, tell me what you read, tell me what you learned, they look at you with the most blank look because all their energy went into just the reading. They're still at the point where they're learning to read, not reading to learn. And that's where the major difference is. Just read words, but they aren't able to get the comprehension because of all the effort they have to put in.
Yeah, and this panel, again, there's a family, well, I think it was last year, and they were asking me about it, and I said, why don't you go to Erlen.com? Because at the time, I don't think she could come in or something. I don't remember what it was now. But anyways, she went on the website with her son, and he was ADHD, bipolar. And she did some of the tests that you're talking about, and she called me and she said, "I'll be darned." She said it really did help. I can't believe it. So, yeah, I can contest to what you're saying because I know that that really does work and it has helped people and it has helped them to come in. But again, I think costs and anything scare people. You know, where they're just. Unless they may not have known
that I have a payment plan that is really affordable because they can tell me what they can afford and we can work it out. And the only amount that they would have to come up with is the lens fee. So that's doable. I've had people who needed the lenses, and it would be a hardship for the family. But birthdays were coming up, and Christmas is coming up, and they just asked for, you know, we'd really like to get the glasses. That would be the best present for this person. And they were able to get the money for the glasses that way.
That's what's great about having you on the radio show, because this radio show will be on our site, on our homepage, or under our radio program link for you know, for good. So I can also have people go and listen to that in the future on their own, or even if they come in, I can say, okay, after their original screening, they can go and they can play back the whole show and they can hear everything now. So it's great.
Wonderful. Well, since the people are coming from you, what I would suggest is that if you have already done that, they might not even need the screening, because you've done such a good job on that, that if they can assure me that the overlay has really, really made a difference. And do you tell them about the paper color, I hope? So if you tell them about the paper color for them to use, because that also would help, even if they're writing at home, to use a different color paper, that would help with their handwriting and the ease of taking notes. So that would be fine. And if they say that that has really, really worked, then we could go right to the next part. So we would skip that whole first section. So we would cut off that whole amount of money that would be normally used for the screening. So they could come right in for the second part.
Coming to me initially is a lot cheaper than coming to you, because I haven't had
the
full screening.
Correct.
I mean, I want
them
to understand.
If they've come to you for screening, really, you've done such a good job that we wouldn't have to really do it, and I could just review it very slightly and then go right into the lenses. And that way, at least they'd have a chance to come in and also be a lot less money.
Right.
As long as they tell me they're from New Heights, so I know they're from you.
Yes, and I usually send reports. And I do have an adult student now that he is thinking about the glasses, so I'll have him listen to this show too, and maybe that will help.
Yes, we have a lot of adults. We have adults who may have had this earlier but had no idea that there was something they could do about it, or something has happened to them when they were an adult, and suddenly they have this problem where they didn't have it as a child.
Yeah. Right.
And sometimes we have people who decided not to go to college because of all the enormous amount of reading, picked something else, and they were so good in the job that now they have been promoted, and they're in the office rather than the field. They're not hands-on anymore, and now they have all the paperwork and all the writing to do, and that starts a problem. So I also treat those people.
Awesome. So I just wanted to we had some other information to read, but I think we might be running out of some time. But we did cover a lot of things that were very important, I think, to talk about the Sterling Method and what you do specifically, Elaine, and in collaboration with New Heights, how people can get help and get that screening and understand the costs and kind of the value of what it costs to get those glasses and to hopefully see improvement in their ability to comprehend and to read normally. So I just wanted to say thank you so much, Elaine, for being on our show. I learned so much from you today, and I'm sure a lot of people who are listening have as well. And so I just don't want you to feel like, you know, we really do appreciate it. I'm sure a lot of families appreciate the information as well. So I just wanted to say thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure being on the show. I thank you
and
for
also,
the opportunity.
Thank you to Pamela and Sadia for also being our co-hosts. And just a little announcement: next week we're going to have a 4th of July special on July 6th, Saturday at 6 p.m., our normal time. And once again, thanks to the audience for listening and tuning in every week. Feel free to contact us anytime during the show at 347-633-1900.
when I am on your shoulders, you raise me up.